Right now, it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio, a time where we get together with Thorin Christensdatter and we take a look at the pages of Main Street Magazine, which, of course, you can find for free pickup throughout the tri-state region, and their companion website, which is mainstreetmag.com. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing much better, and it's nice to be back at work.
That's good.
And even though it's been cold the past two mornings, but at least there's been no wind. So,
right.
That makes all the difference in the world. Because there's nothing wrong really getting up at 3:30 in the morning, going out, and getting that shock of cold air to wake you up in the car. But when you get the shock of cold air and the wind and snow, it stinks. But now we're in wintertime, and it looks like winter, so it looks okay.
It sure feels like winter. It's been pretty cold lately.
Yeah, very cold, as a matter of fact. Well, let's get away from winter, and let's get away from cold, and let's get to some of the stories that people will find. And the first story is a story that says a writer writes and gives back, C.B. Wismar. And you see How to Speak Baseball, Yankee Miracles, and more, and you feel warm.
Makes you think of springtime at baseball, right?
Yeah.
Our February issue just came out. I think our delivery people just finished yesterday, so I hope everyone picked it up. And CB did a wonderful piece on author Sally Cook and her kind of her journey to become a writer and how she found, you know, herself in the sports writing realm, if you will. And it's, you know, another wonderful piece by CB that, you know, kind of looks at the journey of an artist.
And, you know, it's when you look at art and artists, what this article and most of his articles do is expands the horizon for people what's considered art and artists. And it's really nice to get to know the individuals through the written word. I mean, we can talk here on the radio a lot about a lot of different things, but when you actually take a look at print and read print, your understanding of what is there just grows exponentially. And CB has this a really good talent for getting to the point, not overdoing it, but really introducing to you to the person that he's interviewing.
Yeah, I love, you know, since he took over these artist profile, the route that they've taken and are, since the beginning, our kind of purpose with the artist profiles, excuse me, I'm getting over a cold, has exactly been that, you know, we're not going or adhering to the quote unquote strict rules of what, you know, consists of what an artist is. You know, we've used a very broad stroke to define that, and on purpose. And so I'm glad you said that, because that exactly was our goal with it. But to CB's writing, I feel like he tells a really good story, and it takes you on a journey with him. And I think that's the mark of a really good writer. And I feel like his artist profiles always take you on the journey of the artist. And so you almost feel as though, you know, you can imagine yourself viewing their life going through it when they share it.
Now, it's going to seem like CB paid us big bucks for this morning, but yeah. The next article, Mountainside Cafe. Now, everybody, I won't say everybody, but most people are familiar with Mountainside Cafe, and there was a while there because of septic system problems where they were closed, and it turned into a real dark spot, because the Mountainside Cafe serves so many different purposes. They provide good food at reasonable prices, but they also provide work experience and getting back into lifestyle for the residents who are at Mountainside. And CV has an article, Mountainside Cafe, Building a Community by Building a Community. And that's so important. And it's so nice to see Mountainside Cafe back after they reconstructed, put in that septic, and do what they do, not only for the community to offer good food, but also offer a chance at rejoining life for the people that go to Mountainside.
Precisely. And this is our business feature of the month. And you know, the soft theme of this issue is actually community. So I thought it was a wonderful addition that CB was able to get this piece in time for that. But the community aspect of their story, whether it's the broader community of where they're located or the community of the facility that they are and what they're doing, that really is their ethos. And so, you know, it's wonderful to see that through all aspects, and CB talking to their chef there and the manager there and getting their stories about how things are run and why, I think is so important. And so, you know, not only are they an asset to our local community, but what they are doing for their community within Mountainside and what they're working towards for all their residents is just wonderful. So it's I think it's a huge addition to the region and make a huge impact.
And what's great about Mountainside is besides the food, the food has always been good. The quality has always been good. And also the service, the people that work in the kitchen, the people that serve, it really does, it provides an outlet back to society where you can interact. And it's a win-win situation. And it's, like I said, it's great to have them back along Route 7 there in Falls Village. Next, though, we'll move on to Valentine's Day, and I've never heard of Oreo truffles, but there's the story about Oreo truffles.
It is our recipe of the month, and I cannot say enough amazing things about this. Libby and her daughter made this, and she drops them off in her office, 3 weeks ago when she made these. We just about died that day from them. They were so good. My daughter happened to be in the office, and she begged me if she could have just one more. She's still talking about them and asking if Olivia's going to make more for her. Not only are they so cute, and they're just a mouthful, they sound pretty easy to make. I think I could make them, but they are so worth it. And I think for Valentine's Day, I highly recommend that folks give them a try.
Oreos are just plain good. They're bad for you, but they're good. They just are. Whether you have them as the truffles or whether you eat them as an Oreo cookie or do what I used to do, I don't do it anymore, is split them up, lick off the cream, and then dunk the chocolate into cold milk. But I thought, you're right. I looked at this recipe and I said, this is not a hard baking recipe.
No baking involved, actually.
Yeah, that's so people, when they look at this recipe, look at it, because it's not a baking recipe. You don't have to be a baker to make it. Anybody can make it.
It's pretty quick. It's easy. You just have to wait while they cool in the fridge or the freezer. And let me tell you, take some time, because you're going to need it, because as soon as you bite into these, you just go, oh my God. And you need a minute.
We'll move on from Oreo truffles. We'll go to the revival of Tudor architecture in America, the houses of Tudor. And, I didn't realize until I started watching the Home and Garden Network and all the housing shows that the Tudor style is not one simple style. There's a lot of different houses that you could put side by side that are Tudor houses, and they don't resemble one another.
Exactly. And that was part of Christine's real estate article this month about, in fact, Tudor houses and kind of their evolution through the time, the purpose for them when they began, and the couple of elements that you can see in, I think almost all of them she mentioned, have certain aspects that you can, identify that's a Tudor house. excuse me. But as she mentions a few in the article that are locally, a couple that are for sale, and most of them are larger. They were mansions back in the day when they began building, but as they've evolved, so has the size, and so have some of the features of them. But it's a very interesting style, and some of them are quite beautiful, like the new modern one, the picture that you can see on the second page. It's the house built by or was built today. We can't find Ira Greenberg was the architect for it, but it's kind of a modernization of it brought forward today compared with some of the older ones that you can also see the pictures of.
It's interesting, and the reason I mentioned the Home and Garden Network is that they have a lot of shows where people buy houses and then they want them transformed. And in the Midwest, there was a couple that wanted this very, very, very plain single-story ranch changed into Tudor style. And I was amazed at how they did it and how it came out. It's a style that is really adaptable to just about any environment, not necessarily in the Midwest, but it fit in right where the couple wanted it. So it's an interesting article on housing and Tudor style houses. One final look at the magazine for this week, and that is the story on volunteering, why doing good is not only good for the people you volunteer for, but also good for yourself.
It certainly is. Mary has written this piece talking about the importance of volunteerism as, you know, as part of a community. But then she also dives into how it can impact you personally as the volunteer. And she kind of swings back between the two, discussing the various aspects of it. But as we all know, there's a lot of volunteers in our communities, and without them, our communities would suffer. I mean, just look at our volunteer fire departments and EMS and the many different organizations that we have, you know, the NECC and all these other organizations that basically are the backbone of our communities. So Mary dove partially into that. And then, you know, we can look at the aspect of what that brings to the individual personally, but you know, if you look at the psychology of it, it helps in some cases alleviate loneliness and depression, and you know, makes you happy, gives you joy, gives you a purpose in life, if you want to dive into the, you know, different aspects of it.
You know, one thing about volunteering, when I got into radio 51 years ago, as a young guy, I wanted to play music. I wanted to have fun. I wanted to play music, rock and roll. But as it progressed 5, 6, 7 years into it, I found I got so much enjoyment out of going on live broadcasts where we were helping people, raising money, yeah, collecting toys, helping food banks, that even at the tender age back at that time of 24, 25, I realized when I finished those broadcasts how much better I felt. It was almost like a runner's high, like, you know, when you go out and you either walk for three or four miles or you run. Do you get this certain feeling of, it's just feeling of good after you volunteer?
Yeah, it's kind of beyond yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Main Street Magazine, the February 2022 issue is out on the streets right now and also at mainstreetmag.com. Thorne, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds good. Stay warm.
Take care.
Bye.
Thorne Christendotter and Main Street Magazine here on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, mainstreetmag.com. Also, a pickup for free locations throughout our tri-state region.